Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical. Black Buffalo products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of nicotine or tobacco. If you're an adult age 21 and older and use nicotine or tobacco, I want to tell you about Black Buffalo's award-winning nicotine pouches. What are they made of? Cured edible green leaves, food-grade ingredients, and pharmaceutical-grade nicotine. No tobacco leaf or stem. So if you're 21 and older, consume nicotine or tobacco, and want to join the Black Buffalo herd, head over to blackbuffalo.com to learn more. You can order nicotine pouches online, and they ship directly to most states. Or check out their store locator to purchase pouches at thousands of retail locations around the country. Black Buffalo Tobacco Alternative. Bold flavor, full pouches.
You know our trusted partner TireRack.com for their fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Yokohama Avid Ascend LX. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, suspension, just to name a few. Go to TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
The Volume.
Here with my main man, Stucky. You can hear him every week. Action Network Podcast. Comes out Thursday morning, so go subscribe to that. Rough week last week, Stucky. I did too. I mean, I lost a lot of money. The Rams, just God, I mean, they look like shit. Carolina in shambles. And the Texans, who I looked up, it felt like they were a lock. And then all of a sudden, later Sunday night, wasn't even paying attention. I saw this clip of Zach Wilson getting interviewed after the game on the field. I'm like, the Jets won this game. I didn't watch one snap of that bad boy, but we had a rough weekend, Stucky.
Yeah, it was a good Thanksgiving, and then gave it all back plus some on Sunday. This is also a very rough Sunday card, just like last week. It's not
terrible.
It's towards the end of the year. The lines are starting to get more efficient, and then especially this week, it is. You go down the card, it is just 7, 8, 9, 10 point road favorites in division. Never easy. So I wouldn't go crazy on anything this week, but I did find some bets worth throwing a little bit of money down on this week.
Well, I told you last week my favorite bet of the week was Steelers getting 4.5 at the Bengals. I watched that game the other day on Game Pass. The Bengals beat the living shit out of them, and they looked – I mean, the Bengals looked good. I didn't – their offense looks remarkable, but the Steelers, just saw a headline. Tomlin put them through a physical practice on Wednesday. This is, you know, I think it's safe to say their season's on the line, especially if you assume some of these 6-5 teams in the AFC are going to win, that the Steelers would be in trouble. A little must win spot. Even I don't even know if they're going to win, but you would assume this game would be a little closer. So I guess I would go back to the well. Steelers plus 4.5. What say you?
Yeah, I leaned the Steelers last week. I unfortunately didn't play them. Didn't throw more money away last Sunday, but I did play them this week. And I'm the only team I really care about as bettors. I'm a Ravens fan, and the one thing that I do know as a Ravens fan is you throw out anything that's going on with these teams when they play records. I mean, look at last year. The Ravens junior JV COVID team went into an undefeated Pittsburgh team and almost beat them. These teams just know each other so well. Since Harbaugh arrived in 2008, the Ravens are 13-13 against the Steelers, and 17 of the 26 games have been decided by 4 points or less, 20 of the 26 by one possession. Here's the craziest part. When either of these teams is favored by 3 or more points in this head-to-head since 2008, the favorite is 1-13-2 against the spread. DJ, this game just always ends up coming down to a field goal. The underdog finds a way to win. And you're right. This is a classic Tomlin spot. It doesn't work out every time, but Tomlin last week, not as much of a Tomlin spot. You know, they had a good effort against the Chargers, given how much they were missing. But now, after getting embarrassed, and by the way, do you know who else got embarrassed by the Bengals? Was the Ravens at home. They lost by 35. And the
very
Ravens
very similar ass kicking.
Yeah, and the Ravens have not been great. I mean, no, look, they didn't deserve to win that game last week. They get their asses kicked by the Dolphins on Thursday night. This is a team that they come back against the Vikings at home. I mean, I can go on and on. They have not looked great. 6-0 in one possession games. Third team in the last 30 years to have 5 fourth-quarter comebacks in their first 10 games. So this team is just really just skating by. A lot of injuries still. Offense doesn't look great. And the Tomlin spot. He's 35-16-2 against the spread as a dog from week 3 on, 29-8-1 against the spread as an underdog versus an opponent with an equal or betting record, 12-3-2 against the spread as a home dog. By the way, teams failing to cover by over 28 points the previous week over the last 20 years are 62% against the spread. The next week, Steelers fit that category this week. And Lamar Jackson just hasn't looked great in his career against the Steelers. They've played very well against him. 3 touchdowns, 5 picks. Hasn't ran it well either. These teams are very familiar with each other. Must win for the Steelers. I think this is too many points. You got to take them with the Steelers at home, even without Watt.
Well, you and I probably 3 or 4 weeks ago said, keep an eye on the Niners. Niners start rolling. They played Minnesota last week. Kind of similar teams. I think both, you know, could beat anyone on any given day. Minnesota, like Justin Jefferson's a star. Obviously now Dalvin Cook's out, but Madison's a good player. They have some issues on defense, but they are so much better than the Lions. And it does feel like, I mean, the Lions headed toward a winless season. You know, at least they got a tie, you know, but this week, Minnesota, despite, you know, losing that game, they're still in the seventh seed. And if they win this game, they'll still be in very good shape. Ton of other teams are, you saw the Eagles, like they're not anything. The Saints are in shambles. Carolina's done. Like those two last two spots should be the Niners and Minnesota. And I, you know, you would think, even though that was a pretty big kick in the you know what last week to lose that game, they still control their own destiny. I do like them this week against the Lions. How about you?
Yeah, I agree. Not a huge edge here. I mean, you're still laying seven on the road in division against a team that's still a little, it's still very desperate to get their first win. But this is a bad football team. And you're right. Awesome. By the way, the 49ers, it's a huge win just if someone else does sneak up and they hold that tiebreaker, as we talked about. But the Lions, look, when you look at their offense, I mean, Goff is, we know how bad he is. He doesn't have many weapons. The one guy that can make some explosive plays in the run game and then out of the backfield is DeAndre Swift. Well, he's out a couple of weeks. So now it's Dan Campbell taking over play calling from Anthony Lynn. And we saw how that worked out on Thanksgiving. It's just, let's run a draw, let's run another draw, and then we'll run another draw. And he said that we're not going to play scared, and that's all they did is run draws to Williams. So that's not working out well. And he said he's going to keep the play calling duties until the end of the year. And then on the other side of the ball with their defense, it's one of the worst secondaries in the NFL. They can't stop the pass. They cannot get any pressure. Yes, Dalvin Cook is hurt. I think that works out for the Vikings here. That means Cousins will be passing more to Thielen and Jefferson against a secondary that cannot defend them. I think the Vikings come out here in a game where there's almost no home field advantage. Right? In division, you're familiar with the environment, indoors on a fast track. And, I mean, how many fans are going to be there for this after, you know, you lost the Thanksgiving game, you're 0-10-1. So I think that the Vikings get this done by at least a touchdown.
Sunday Night Football, the games have got flexed. Denver has to have one of the most bizarre seasons of the year. Because if you watch them on the right weekend, you go, this is a 6, 7 seed, right? And if you watch them on the wrong weekend, you go, God, this is a team drafted in the top 10. We know the divisional games are tough. You know, it's kind of crazy when you look at the AFC West standings. Obviously, the Chiefs are in first, 7-4. Every other team, 6-5. So, I mean, it's not inconceivable that the Broncos, I mean, you were to win this game, you know, it'd be a playoff team. So, 10 points to me, Stucky, for a divisional game with a team that does have a good defense seems like a lot.
Yeah, it's the same thing with the Steelers and the Browns and last. Like, they're still right there. Similar divisions. But, yeah, I think that this is too many points if you can get the 10. Even if you buy the 10 at minus 115. Denver has been – I mean, Kansas City has owned Denver. I was thinking to myself, when's the last time they beat Kansas City? I couldn't think of it. I went back and checked. Kansas City's won 11 in a row against Denver, which is just crazy. But
that's a lot.
This is it's too many points. Look, the Broncos should have their tackles back. Their offense is playing pretty well. I mean, they grade out around like the 11th to 12th best offense in the NFL, and they've had a lot of injuries at receiver, the offensive line. Bridgewater's playing at an extremely high level. He's second in the NFL. If you look at a metric called EPA plus completion percentage over expectation composite, only Kyler Murray is higher. Mahomes, for reference, is ninth. Bridgewater, 26-9 against the spread as an underdog in his career. Just crazy. 20-5 as a road dog. And as a road dog over a field goal, he's 15-2, 88.2%. The Chiefs defense, I will give you, is better. Or they got some guys healthier. They moved some pieces around. They stopped using Sorensen as much. But it's still not a great defense. It's not, you know, historically bad, but it's still not above average. So I think that the Broncos can move the ball. The Broncos defense also is kind of built to, you know, use the scheme that's been giving the Chiefs issues, you know, two deep safeties, and they have two really good safeties, make them work down the field, hold them to field goals in the red zone. Broncos, by the way, led the NFL in red zone defense in 2019, led the red zone defense in 2020, first team in NFL history to lead in back-to-back years. They're top 10 again this year. So I think that they can, you know, take away the deep play. Chiefs still trying to figure out how to make that work. And the Chiefs, just because of the defense, because the offense isn't firing as much as it was, they've been an awful favorite lately. 7-15 is a favorite the last 2 years. 2-13 against the spread is a favorite over a field goal in their last 15 games as a favorite over three or more. And yeah, I think this is just too many points for a divisional game this late in the season for a desperate Denver team that I think has the personnel defense and is playing well enough on offense.
Can I tell you about my friends at FanDuel? Right now, all customers get $20 parlay bet bonus. You know who I like this weekend? I like the Chargers. Everyone's going to take the Bengals. I like the 49ers. And I kind of like the Steelers. Little parlay right there. A lot of playoff action going. Just place $20 in the same game parlay bets and get a $10 bonus, regardless if your bet wins or loses. A lot of good action this week. A lot of big games. Like the Broncos, plus 10, get your gamble on at FanDuel. There's no feeling like nailing a same-game parlay. Bet so lock in yours today on FanDuel Sportsbook and make every moment matter more because you get paid. New to FanDuel Sportsbook? Sign up today with the promo code COLIN to also receive a risk-free bet of $1,000. That's promo code COLIN so they know I sent you. 21 and present in Arizona, Colorado, Indiana, Michigan, New Jersey, Tennessee, Virginia, or West Virginia. Refund issued as non-withdrawable site credit that expires in 7 days. Max refund, $10. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Same game parlay available for multiple sports in all states on mobile and web. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP or text NEXTSTEP to 533-42 Arizona, 1-800-GAMBLER, or visit fanduel.com/RG, Colorado, Indiana, New Jersey, Virginia. 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help. Michigan, Tennessee Redline, 1-800-889-9789, Tennessee. Visit www.1800gambler.net, West Virginia.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
When you're hiring for your small business, You want to find quality professionals that are right for the role. That's why you have to check out LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn Jobs has the tools to help find the right professionals for your team faster and for free. LinkedIn isn't just a job board. They help you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else. Did you know 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites? LinkedIn's the only one I use. On LinkedIn, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Hire professionals like a professional on LinkedIn. LinkedIn is constantly finding ways to make the process easier. They even just launched a feature that helps you write job descriptions, making the process even easier and quicker. Post your job for free at linkedin.com/JOHN. That's linkedin.com/JOHN to post your job for free. Terms and conditions apply. Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card. eBay Motors is here for the ride. You know what I remember about my first car? Is that the moment I got it, I wanted to improve it. Because like most 16-year-old kids, you don't exactly get a luxury automobile. So you look at it, you go, well, I need to add some speakers. I need to tint out the windows. I need to make this thing the coolest car possible so I can cruise around town with all my buddies, waving at the babes, and enjoy myself. So my favorite part of car culture when I was young was definitely the subwoofers in the back of the car. And we built the boxes from scratch, had multiple 12-inch subs, and you could hear me coming from a long, long way away. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly. Brake kits, LED headlights, roof racks, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Okay, let's go a little bonus action here. I mean, the game of the week by far. I mean, it's got potential on paper to be one of the games of the year. Patriots-Bills at Buffalo. It just doesn't get much bigger. You know, this has got to be one of the bigger games. I mean, non-playoff game. Might be the biggest game Sean McDermott's ever had as a head coach. He's obviously has a, you know, shorter tenure than some, but this thing's huge. I honestly don't have much of a feel for this thing at all. What angle are you going with and who do you like?
Yeah, I think, I mean, I had to take the Bills. It got down to 2.5. It got down under a field goal, and I had to take that. Look, the loss of, I still have the Bills rated a couple points higher than the Steelers throwing home field, throwing the fact that they had, you know, a couple extra days of preparation here for a really good coaching staff. Remember, they played on Thanksgiving. They did lose Trey White, which is really going to hurt over the long term when they play, say, a, you know, Titans with a healthy receiving core or a Chiefs. You know, some of these more elite passing offenses downfield in the playoffs, because Trey White took away an elite receiver one side of the field. You could, you know, disguise your coverages more. You can roll your safety to the other side. I don't think his loss is going to be as big this game. One, it's not like the Patriots are throwing. Mac Jones is playing really well, but they're not chucking the ball down the field. Also, there's going to be 25-mile-an-hour winds. So, you know, there's the weather is going to really prevent Mac Jones, who doesn't really throw a sharp ball. Like, he's not winging it. It's got a little float to it. So I don't know if he's going to be as effective this week in his first game. I think maybe ever. We've seen him in win. So we'll see how that works out. He's playing really well. I do think that the Patriots' defense is a bit overrated in the market right now. Look, they played the Titans last week with no Henry and zero receivers. Zero. I mean, their entire offense was out. The week before, they play a dreadful Falcons team. Calvin Ridley's out. Yeah, but they played the Browns with a hurt Baker Mayfield. That Browns offense had also a lot of injuries at the time. Week before that, they played the Panthers and Sam Darnold. So, I mean, this defense, which has looked awesome all year, has really benefited from a lot of injuries against opponents over the past month or so. And then if you go before then, their wins came over the Jets twice, the Texans. So I think that they're a bit overvalued in the market. The Bills, I still think, are a better team right now. And, you know, they're going to get their tackle back, Spencer Brown. They're going to get Star back in the middle of the defensive line. That's huge on both ends. I think the Bills under 3 has value. Should be an outstanding game, though. And I wouldn't. If you wanted to tease the Patriots up, I also think that they're a good teaser option. You can tease them through 7. Total is crashing down because of the weather, down to, I think, 43 now. But I think the Bills find a way to get it done. And then we'll see this matchup again in Foxborough, which could decide the division in a few weeks.
Okay, I was going to let you get out of here, but I see you're wearing the Alabama shirt, and we usually put this out Saturday morning, so you got some hours if you're listening to this to bet. I mean, it does – listen, obviously, I mean, it's hard to disagree Georgia being a big favorite, but – do you like Nick Saban getting a touchdown almost? I mean, you could argue that's pretty good value. How often has Nick Saban got a +6 something next to his name?
Yeah, I just grabbed the shirt, by the way. I have thousands of college shirts. Well, not thousands, but a lot. So I'm not an Alabama fan, full disclosure. But yeah, I mean, Saban catching points, they've been favored in 64 straight games. And, 94 straight games. I think they've been favored at 164, the last 165. He's only been caught. He's only been underdog 5 times since 2008. He's won 4 of the 5 outright.
Wait, how many games did you say straight he's been favored in? 140 something?
No, 94 straight.
94
and,
straight.
Yeah, so Alabama, this will be the first time they're an underdog in 93 games. They've been favored in 164 of their past 165 games. Here's Bama's only been an underdog 5 previous times since 2008 when Saban arrived. They've won 4 of the previous 5. 2015, they're +1.5 against Georgia. They won 38-10. 2009, they're +4.5 against Florida. They won 32-13.
The Tebow team when they kicked his ass.
Yeah. 2008, Bama +10. This is the 2018. Remember 2007, they lost at home to, I think, Louisiana Monroe or Lafayette. Monroe, 2008, they lost to Florida by 11. They were 10-point dogs. 2008, they were +6.5 to Georgia. They won by 11. 2008, they were +4 against Clemson. They won by 24. So, I mean, you're talking once since 2010 as an underdog against Georgia, and they won. It's just shocking. So, yeah, I mean, if you look at a lot of the numbers, it says – that Georgia should be, if you throw up priors, Georgia should be an 8-9. That's how dominant they've been. But they haven't really, this is a Bama team that can match them talent-wise. Coaching's the great equalizer. These two coaches are obviously really familiar with each other, know how to attack each other. Look, if you get 7, because this line's been hanging out at 6.5, it's going to be hard to pass up taking Saban in this spot and all the talent that Alabama has, even though they've underperformed and Georgia has been extremely dominant. And Alabama has to throw everything at them this week. Maybe Georgia, it's like, all right, we don't have to win by much. Maybe we hold a couple things back. We're going to the college football playoff eventually. I mean, no matter what. So, Alabama has to win this game to get in. So maybe there's an edge there. I do think it's not like Georgia's not going to care. But, 7 points with Saban. It's hard to pass up.
Well, appreciate you, Stucky. Have a good weekend betting. Let's make some money, baby.
Absolutely. Good luck.
Later, bro.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
You wouldn't expect to hear that we're America's third best city for beer like this one. Or home to vibes like this. And this. It might surprise you that we're top 10 for immersive art that's like,
whoa.
And?
Hmm.
Not to mention, we have one of the top zoos in the country. So can a city with the country's best pro soccer team, ranking as a top culinary destination in the world, be in your own backyard? Yes, Columbus. Plan your summer at experiencecolumbus.com/summer.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.